We're going to go over to the Kilkenny-Tipperary border now. Swiss-tainable, it's not the easiest of words, but it's all about sustainable rural tourism in Switzerland, where the snow is now scarce from climate warming. So the government is encouraging visitors to use mountain trains and ski lifts all year round to keep tourism alive. Well, here in Ireland, something similar is happening in the small village right on the Kilkenny-Tipperary border of Lingon. And to get people out of their cars and into public transport, they have set up a free bus service for tourists and locals. Ronan Kelly went to try it out.
Who makes these kind of sounds, sir?
Who makes those kind of sounds? Cornelius Hybers, that's who. Today's driver of the Lingon Loop bus. Cornelius is Dutch, married to a Kilkenny woman. Although, if you want to trade in national stereotypes, Cornelius is not that Dutch.
Take your time, yeah?
Because when we were starting off at the beginning of the loop, he said that if I needed to go to the loo, he'd hang on.
Take your time, do what you want to do. I'm happy to drive you.
What time are you going?
I have all the time.
That's very un-Dutch.
That is very un-Dutch because we are a little bit tuck, 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 tuck. Everything is structured, organised, but maybe this is Ireland. So.
By the way, Lingon is the name of a local river.
It runs from Slievenamon to Carrick and Shore.
But Jimmy Welsh, one of the organisers of the service, happened to be there that morning too, and to help me with my pronunciation.
Lingon.
Lingon, now, okay.
Someone call it Lingon, but you know if they're from inside or outside the area.
The place names on the loop are not to be taken on face value, thank goodness. I began at a tiny village that's written Tullahot, but pronounced Tullahot. The bus goes through Windgap, pronounced Winegap, Grange Mockler, pronounced Grange Mockler, Kelamory, or more properly, Kelamory. And then there's the biggest town on the circuit.
Now, we are now coming into Carrick, Carrick and Suir. Yeah, the river is Suir.
I think it's the Shore. Suir is a dirty...
Okay, that is maybe my Dutch... or my French connection there. Suir, right?
Sure.
How do you say it? Sure.
Sure, yeah.
Okay,
sure.
Yeah. So apologise. apologise here.
Everybody in Carrick and Shore.
Everybody in Carrick and Shore.
I bet you it's a local joke.
Is it?
No, I bet you they call it sewer as well, some of them.
Yeah.
Cornelius, like me, is new to this and just as fascinated by the route. It's a sort of inland Ireland in miniature. There are uplands.
Now you see the Slievenamon. It must be an amazing walk, right?
Yeah. Woodlands.
The trees are gorgeous.
The trees are amazing, right?
Yeah.
And broad, open landscapes.
Fantastic scenery, isn't it?
It is beautiful, yeah. I must say, it is a fantastic place, eh?
One of the stops was a local disused slate quarry. So peaceful. With sheer sides going straight down into a still pool. I felt it was hard to convey the place in audio until a bird call did the trick for me. Back in the minibus, I explained to Cornelius how it was helpful for me to get sound effects on the journey for the listener.
Now, if you want, I can do a couple of sounds. I can do the chicken. Now, we are now going into Whitecap. And it has a coffee shop. And the coffee shop is run with volunteers. It is run with volunteers.
One of those, Mary, approached Cornelius with some feedback for the new loop bus.
Because what's happening is some of the geriatric folks...
Stop off at the coffee shop every time, she said, so elderly customers don't have to climb a nearby hill.
It's a tough walk up.
Is it?
Yeah, and we've actually, one of the ladies here drove up two ladies one day because it was such a steep climb up.
And there's another incentive.
And they get a free tea.
Do they?
If they get off the bus here, they get free tea. Yeah?
But this is run by volunteers, is it?
Half of us are volunteers. I'm one of the geriatric volunteers. And right. It's half paid and half.
Because you're in your late 40s, so that's...
Yes, I am. I'm 32 and we're doing well.
I am also 32, so don't worry about it.
My first retirement is 60 and then my second retirement was 70 and I'm here now. And I might retire at 80, you never know.
Good for you.
You know? I'm living on the Lingon Valley bus route now.
Okay.
And we'll definitely put you on the map.
And I intend getting on that bus because I want to go to Dove Hill and do the Blue Way and that as well, you know, someday.
Would you rather that than drive a car going to it?
Oh, God, yes.
All right.
Oh, Lord, yes.
Does everybody call it Windgap?
They do, yes. But we do correct them, yes. It's like Kilmagany is called Kilmogony at times, but it's Kilmagany. Yeah, we do correct the non-locals.
Then Mary tells Cornelius that a couple of passengers in Carrick and Shore have called the coffee shop looking for the bus. We've already been through Carrick, but no problem. Cornelius is happy to double back and pick them up. So is that the River Shore to our left?
Yes, that is the River Shore. 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 Or Shore.
Two new passengers Cornelius has returned for are Margaret, originally from the area and now living in Dublin, and her daughter Michelle, who lives in Switzerland.
Are you a local tip or local Kilkenny?
Local tip.
There's no difference.
Right
really,
on the border. Yeah. Oh, there's a big difference.
Ah, stop.
Oh my gosh. There's a foot of a difference.
So why did you decide, rather than drive, why did you decide to have a go with the bus?
Because I would have seen some of the places, but Michelle would not.
I think it's nice as well for her to be able to see, like, rather than be the driver and going around the roads and having to mind yourself and all, like, it'll be nice for her as well to just kind of relax and take it in. And
what was it like as an area to grow up?
Well, it was very confined. Like, we didn't have transport. Like, even Carrick and Shore was 6 miles away. That was way out there. We might have gone to Carrick and Shore once a year to get free shoes before you went back to school.
Presumably there was other children around you could play with, was there?
Loads, yeah. We were nearly all the same surname. Cronin.
Cronin, is that a local name?
It is, yeah. Yeah. There's a pocket of us around Clashtonsmouth. Just.
You make it sound like you're a bunch of outlaws. A pocket of Cronin.
We came from Cork.
Well, did you?
Apparently, yeah. They came to work in the slate quarries.
Did they?
Probably in the 1700s. The Knock Row was our playground kind of thing.
Margaret grew up near the Knock Row passage tomb, which, when she was a child, hadn't yet been uncovered.
But my aunt, as we went up through that laneway, if you're slowing down or anything like that, she used to say, no, no, we can't stop, we have to keep going. She had a sense there was something not right there.
Then the loop bus heads for the ruined castle at Kilcash.
Do you know anything about Kilcash?
Kilcash, Cathy Yenamid, Fastagon Aymed.
Was that the Kilcash?
Yes.
Ah.
Cathy Yenamid, Fastagon Aymed. Tadara Nagail Tara Lower.
So I just drive you here now. Can I have a quick look? There is a booklet. And in that booklet, all the places where we go. And there is a bit of a short description.
Kilcash is also associated with the poem A Lament for Kilcash, Cathy Yenamid, Fastagon Aymed, which mourned the death of Margaret Burke, who married Colonel Thomas Butler. The couple are buried in the churchyard nearby in a large and elaborately carved mausoleum. Goodness.
Thank you very much for reading that out.
Oh, no worries.
Yeah,
thanks for driving us.
After Kilcash, it's my last stop, Killamery, where I hop off the loop and catch the intercity bus home.
Ronan Kelly there, and the Lingon Loop Action Research Pilot Project is a hop-on, hop-off service. It runs 5 times a day from 9:30 to 5:30, and most importantly, it is free. Well, that's our lot for this week. If you want to get in touch, countrywide@rte.ie, or you can write us a letter. We love letters. To Countrywide, Donnybrook, Dublin 4. On sound, Enid Thakur was our broadcasting coordinator. On sound was Mark Dwyer, and the producer is Martina McGlynn. Next up, Sinead Mooney with Playback. Until we speak again next Saturday, have a fantastic week.